Ramayan, Part 2, Chapter 3, Bharata's Return, Scene 5. Kaikeyi receives Bharata's rage. Kaikeyi replied, "The glorious king, the best among the wise, departed from this world calling out, 'O Ram, O Sita, O Lakshman!' Bound by the laws of time, even as a powerful elephant is bound by ropes, the king submitted to death. He said, 'Only those men who will see Ram returned with Sita and Lakshman will have their desires fulfilled and experience happiness.'" Hearing this news, Bharat became even more confused. What did the king mean? Where were his brothers and Sita? He asked his mother, and Kaikeyi began to relate how they had left for the forest, speaking as if it were something Bharat would be pleased to hear. "Prince Ram, with Sita and Lakshman, left the city clad in tree barks. They have gone to a distant forest, and they will remain there for 14 years." Bharat was shocked. How could this be true? Surely Ram could not have been exiled. What crime could he have possibly committed? The prince spoke in amazement. Did Ram wrongly seize property from some elevated Brahmana? Did my brother somehow kill a senseless man? Surely he did not look longingly upon another's wife. I cannot imagine Ram ever doing anything even remotely sinful. Why then has he gone into exile, accompanied by the delicate Sita and his loyal brother?" Kaikeyi completely misunderstood Bharat's mood. Out of ignorance, she imagined he would be pleased to hear that thanks to her machinations, he had become the undisputed ruler. She smiled as she spoke to her son. "No, Ram has not committed any sin. However, entirely neglecting your noble self, the king was intent upon installing Ram as the prince regent. As soon as this news reached me, I asked your father to send Ram away and install you instead as king." Bharat's face froze as his mother continued. "Bound by truthfulness, the emperor did my bidding and granted me the two boons which were owed from a former occasion. After exiling Ram, who was followed by Sita and Lakshman, the king was sorely afflicted with unbearable grief. Overwhelmed with pain and constantly crying out, 'Ram! Ram! Ram!' the lord of Ayodhya left this world and ascended to heaven." Kaikeyi then saw Bharata's pained expression. "Dear son, do not yield to grief. This city and indeed the earth now depends upon you. Be firm and perform your father's funeral ceremony. O Bharat, you should assume the throne as the undisputed ruler of this globe." Bharata could not believe what he was hearing. Had his mother gone mad? Did she really think he envied Ram and coveted the throne? Covering his face with his hands and slowly shaking his head, he replied to the shameless Kaikeyi. What came into your mind, O cruel woman, that you could have perpetrated this act? What possible gain is there for me in having sovereignty over the earth while I stand deprived of my dearest relations? By your sending my father to the next world and Ram to the forest, you have only heaped calamity upon calamity. The prince was infuriated, his mother's actions unforgivable. Kaikeyi shrunk back as he roared, piercing her with volleys of words. You have appeared in my family like the goddess Kalaratri, the knight of universal dissolution. Having clasped you to his bosom, my father has brought about simply his own death and the extermination of his race. Oh, woman, you see evil where there is none. Thus you have ended my family's joy through greed alone. Tell me the reason that impelled you to kill the king and exile the sinless Ram. Aghast at her son's vehement reaction, Kaikeyi tried to defend herself. She spoke candidly, telling him about her conversation with Mantara. O prince, I would surely have said nothing to your father, but Mantara pointed out how you were being wronged. My dear son, I simply acted with your interests in mind. This only angered Bharata all the more. In grief and anger, he stood blazing like fire. With copper-red eyes, he gazed at his mother, who sat on a couch, her head cast downwards. Bharat continued, his voice incredulous. Alas, I am shamed by my own mother. Having gotten you for their co-wife, the godly Kaushalya and Sumitra have been tormented with agony. How did you not grieve, O hard-hearted one, when you saw those gentle ladies weeping as their heroic sons left for the forest? Are you now happy to see your husband lying dead, Ram with Sita and Lakshman banished, and your remaining family now seized with unbearable pain? Bharat wept out loud while Kaikeyi sat silently. He was astonished at his mother's deeds. What on earth had possessed her? She had never acted like this before. Why, she had always loved Ram as much as her own son. How could she possibly think it would please him to gain the sovereignty in this horrible way? Bharata went on, speaking fiercely. Blinded by lust, you have clearly not understood my devotion to Ram. I will never take this kingdom in his absence. My strength and intelligence depend upon my brother only. Ram should certainly become king, while I become his humble servant. I can no more take the weight of the kingdom than a young calf can take the lord born easily by a bull. Even if I were able to rule without Ram, I will never allow you to achieve your cherished end. I would sooner die. Bharat's mind raged. Kaikeyi's insane action had to be somehow reversed. Bharat resolved to go immediately to the forest and find Ram. He first had to establish to Ram that Kaikeyi's abhorrent acts had nothing to do with him. What must Ram be thinking? Surely he would not believe that his own devoted brother was in any way guilty. Did anyone think like that? Bharata was horrified. He railed on Kaikeyi again. I cannot stand by and watch the path of morality abandoned as a result of your sinful desires. The eternal moral code prescribes that the king's eldest son should inherit the throne, especially when that son is the most highly qualified and beloved of all the people. I shall doubtlessly bring back Ram from the forest. O evil-minded one, you will never see me installed as king. Bharat continued to reproach his mother with sharp words. Kaikeyi remained silent, but her mind was bewildered. Bharat's reaction was quite unexpected, and she did not know how to reply. Bharat shook his head. Since you have committed a hideous sin, you shall surely reside in hell. There you shall wait and wail endlessly, with none of your desired objects attained. Do not say anything to me, O evil lady. I hereby desert you. You are neither my mother nor the emperor's wife. Without doubt, you are but a wicked Rakshasi who has entered my family in the guise of a relation. Bharata hissed like an enraged serpent. Immediate remedial action was required. He would bring Ram back and then take his place in the forest to fulfill the vow. How could he possibly remain in Ayodhya among the grieving citizens while Ram sat in some lonely wilderness? The prince pointed angrily at his mother as he went on. For your part, cruel woman, you had best either enter fire, swallow poison, or go yourself to the forest. There is no other course left for you. To free yourself from the stain of your sinful deed, you have no other option. I myself shall be freed of this sin only when Ram has been brought back and installed upon the throne. Bharat fell to the floor almost senseless with grief. With his garments in disarray and his jewels tossed about, the prince looked like a banner raised in honor of Indra and then suddenly dropped down again.